From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Representatives from 190 countries are descending on Durban, South Africa, for the start tomorrow of the United Nations Conference Against Racism. Cuba's Fidel Castro and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat are among the participants. The degree of U.S. participation is still up in the air. A team of U.S. officials has been dispatched to Durban in a final bid to keep the conference from singling out Israel for criticism. From Durban, NPR's Judy McCarthy reports.
It is still not clear tonight whether the American team in Durban will sit as the official U.S. delegation when the World Conference Against Racism opens Friday morning. An American diplomat said the U.S. has come in good faith with instructions to remove language from the Durban Declaration that the U.S. deems offensive to Israel. Text proposed by Arab states refers to ethnic cleansing in the occupied territories. Traditionally, UN documents such as the Durban Declaration are not supposed to single out any one country for criticism. But the American and Israeli governments believe the Arab world is doing just that to Israel. And so the issue that has dogged the run-up to this conference remains the chief sticking point up until the actual hour of its opening. But Conference Secretary General Mary Robinson told a press conference today that she believes there is genuine will to resolve the differences.
The issues are very difficult, and the reality is sobering. In the two previous World Conferences Against Racism, in 1978 and 1983, it was the Middle East that impacted in such a way that the United States did not participate and they did not make progress. So at a time of great conflict and suffering in the Middle East, the delegates here have to address and find common language.
But the climate that has prevailed in a civil rights forum parallel to the UN conference has shown little amity. Pro-Palestinian groups have staged daily anti-Israel demonstrations. They've called Israeli settlements in the occupied territories a new kind of apartheid, a charge that won support from South African activists here. Sharon is killing, let us fight, they chant in Zulu, referring to Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Raji Sirani of the Palestinian Center for Human Rights says he's been astounded at the extent of support for the Palestinian cause among a wide array of civil rights groups, and says that alone should persuade the U.S. to fully participate in the UN conference.
They should come, they should listen, they should discuss, and they have to conclude. Here is the real people all over the world. They have to listen to them and they have to react according to them.
Palestinian activists disrupted Jewish organizations holding a news conference, called to condemn what they see as intimidation at this gathering. Keith Landy is the president of the Canadian Jewish Congress.
It has turned into a racist conference. Irony of ironies, when you walk onto the site, you see not only anti-Zionist statements, but anti-Semitic material has been distributed throughout the conference site.
The volatile mix quickly flared, with supporters of Israel singing on one side of the police cordon.
All we are saying is give us a chance.
While Palestinians on the other side demanded freedom. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, obviously distressed by the ugly exchanges this week, appealed for dialogue over confrontation. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Durban.